This is a Sutroy News Update. Owners of the Soundworks Market Hall hosted a preview of the former A&B Sounds building, currently undergoing a complete overhaul in downtown Nanaimo, with the hope of seeing it become a landmark for the downtown core. A&B Sound, a music and electronic retailer, which closed its doors in 2008 across Western Canada, was founded by Fred Steiner. Steiner Properties held the event on Thursday, November 20th, to update attendees on how the construction is progressing and what people can expect when the doors officially open for the Soundworks Market Hall. Jake Steiner is the director of Steiner Properties. Steiner says Soundworks will be Nanaimo's first market-style hall space. Market halls are spaces where various vendors can sell food and other articles from stalls.
And what people can expect is a hub where before work, after work, they've got a place that they can hang out at. And food and bev means there's a few vendors that are grab and go, and then there's a few that are more like sit-down, family-style restaurants.
As market halls are already popping up in larger cities in the country, like Vancouver and Calgary, Steiner says he's excited to try out this concept in Nanaimo.
And we want this to feel like the place where, I don't know, Nanaimo Mountain Biking Association does like their pre or post-ride meetup here. Or people after work say, where are we going? We're going to Soundworks, and you can walk or you can drive or you can take the transit. So
Steiner says they are hopeful to have the whole building up and running by next year.
We hope to be open 2026, hopefully in the good weather, like summertime. The perfect time that I see this being is actually the shoulder season, the winter, because where does anybody want to go when it's pouring rain and it's cold? It's probably more of an interior environment like this. So we'll have covered patio outside, year-round outdoor space, and then in here it'll feel like a breezeway connecting indoors to outdoors. So 2026, but honestly it's going to shine in the gray, gloomy kind of season.
While they're in talks about national chains and local food places to rent out the spaces, no names have been released to the public yet.
There can be a mix of pizza, Indian, desserts and confectionery. So your whole kind of like AM to PM suite and a whole diverse range of food types. We're getting interest from non-food groups like art galleries, Pilates studios. So those third spaces where you go to be active and go to do stuff that you do every day. We want it to feel like a true downtown. You can live, work and play here.
To make sure local is at the forefront of the market hall, Soundworks is putting on a contest, inviting local entrepreneurs, creatives, and small businesses to pitch their concepts for a chance to win one full year of free rent inside the hall. Summer Sharif, marketing consultant for Steiner Properties, told CHOI about the Reimagine This Space contest coming early next year.
And essentially, we will be doing a call out to all of the people of Nanaimo and surrounding area, anyone who's interested, whether you have an at-home business or you have a dream that you just haven't had the opportunity to really execute because you need a storefront, and getting a storefront is hard, and you know, paying rent is hard, and we will be bringing in people from all different areas and different interests to apply for a exclusive space here in our Soundworks Market Hall.
Sharif says the winner of the contest would get a small space right in the middle of the market.
So we're not necessarily looking for just food and beverage. Of course, this will be a food market hall, but we're very, very open. If say you have a really cool merch business that like you've been running out of your home and you want a storefront and you want to, you know, kit something out, or maybe you make something and you have, you know, we're very, very open. I think what we're just looking for is like innovative, cool ideas that people will be excited about and that have the legs to be successful in a space like this especially, yeah.
She says winners won't only win the space, but also other perks that would help strengthen and grow their businesses.
We want to make this an approachable thing that anyone has a chance to see through a dream. Like, I think it's... we're not necessarily looking for someone who already has a full-fledged business and storefront. We want to make this an incubator opportunity for somebody who has an idea, and we have the people behind you to help support.
Sharif says more information on the Reimagine This Space contest will come out at the end of January, with the contest opening at the beginning of February. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.